administrative perspective and from administrative perspective, that is, and many of the other churches that would have interacted, that interacted more intently. Now that you're doing four Sundays and you have to deal with the expansion of the community itself, you know what I'm saying? It's probably not as intense as it was back then, but I think there's still a sense of community in the sense that pastors still get along. If we needed to call on each other, I think that the support would be there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, in terms of what you were saying when you were young and the things that you needed from the church, do you think that at least still provides those sorts of things for youth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have sort of a, I don't know, I guess because of your circumstances when you were growing up, do you find that you have sort of a special, feel like you have sort of a special mission or a special place in your heart for youth in that particular way, and that you make provisions for that for youth that you know of that have similar circumstances and somehow?
Well, I think it's just important in general to encourage young people, our young people, our youth in general. Because, I mean, I guess the challenges that I face as a young man, as a youth, some of those challenges are similar. But then now they face different challenges, so to speak, that we have to deal with. But I think it goes back to some core things, such as, you know, encouraging them to become who they have the potential to become. You know, what's down on the inside of them, getting that out so that they can really become who they have the potential to become, and letting them know that they can do that. So, in the same sense as the church was there for me to be able to express that, we want to try to do the same thing here. And I think we do that to a great degree. You know, if you ask me, I would like to do it to a greater degree. It's just, I don't think you can do too much, in other words, for our youth and encouraging them to be who they have the potential to be down on the inside.
Is there a lot of youth participation? Do families? Are there a lot of opportunities for them? And do parents actually take advantage of those opportunities for their children here?
Well, here I know that we're expanding on some even more opportunities for our youth. In general, I think that our parents do take advantage of the opportunities that are set before them. Could some be better? Probably, sure, but I think in general, our parents take advantage of the things that we do offer so as to build their young people up, build the youth up that are in their home, to build the children that they are raising, so to speak. But when you mention it like that, I think it's twofold. You know, we have to, that expansion that we're going into is to provide programs for parents to be able to help to impact their youth, so to speak, their children, as they grow up, so to speak. So as we move into youth-based programs, I think now it's important for us to understand that it just can't be youth-focused, but it must be youth and parent-focused. Some of this must be youth and parent focused, especially from, you know, I would say preschool and grade school areas. We want to make sure that we're saying, okay, here's some parenting skills. I mean, because now you have a generation of mothers who are 20 and 18, 19, 15. 15, 14. So, And it just keeps going. So when we talk about parents, that's it's twofold.